With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump makes promises and offers sharp criticism during his second inaugural address.
After taking the oath of office for a second time, Donald Trump said his presidency was ushering in a golden age.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
He also denounced the outgoing administration as corrupt.
Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents.
And the president declared he survived an assassination attempt for a reason.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump signs an executive order pardoning roughly 1,500 people convicted by Democrats for January 6. President Trump signed the pardon for the defendants he often referred to as hostages. He said he also signed commutations of sentences for six people. Joe Biden issued a last-minute pardon for every Democrat and two never-Trumper Republicans who took part in the politically motivated attacks on President Trump regarding January 6th, the so-called January 6th Committee. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump keeps his promise to secure the border.
Migrants who had appointments to enter the U.S. using the app CBP One saw those appointments canceled. CBP One is an online lottery system that gives appointments to 1,450 people each day at eight border crossings to enter on parole. Trump had said during his inauguration speech that he was declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Even before Trump took the oath of office, the governor of Massachusetts proposed last week that all members of a family staying in emergency shelters would have to be in the country legally. And Democratic Governor Mara Healey said applicants for shelters should have to verify their identity, residency, and status before being housed.
This is SRN News. Minnesota teachers are being forced to affirm the queer trans lifestyle.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures students' sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation. It's now facing both a graying population and emerging shortage of working-age people. Figures follow trends worldwide, especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. For decades, China had a one-child policy. This is SRN News. Joe Biden issues 11th-hour pardons that have been the subject of heated debate for months at the highest levels of the White House.
Those pardoned include Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack, like Benny Thompson and Adam Schiff. In a White House statement, Biden says he fears they might become targets of unjustified and politically motivated prosecutions. Fauci helped coordinate the nation's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and has been targeted by those who blame him for mask mandates. Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, once called Trump a fascist. Jennifer King, Washington.
And communicated with China behind the Trump administration's back. President Trump celebrating the U.S. Armed Forces following the Commander-in-Chief ball. It marked the fifth time President Trump gave remarks Monday following two speeches at the Capitol, a rally at Capitol One Arena, and an impromptu press conference held from behind the Resolute desk. More details at SRNNews.com.